Okay, this week is Parshas Kisavo. There's a Devarim Torah, which I'm very, very fond of, which I probably say over every year, but I think it's always worth repeating, especially during this time period. And that has to do with the second Aliyah. And the second Aliyah, Parshas Kisavo, we say, Kisichel Esar, Tzkol Meiser, Tzvoscha, B'shana, Shrit, Shasa, Meiser, V'nasat, Levi, L'gir, L'sam, L'amana, V'achlu, B'sharecha, V'saveyu. At the end of the Meiser cycle, right? Every 3 years is a new Meiser cycle. First 2 years are Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. The third year is Meiser Ani. What do you say? V'amartim, Ne'asham, L'kacha. You need to go ahead and make a declaration in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Piyarti HaKadosh Min HaBayis V'gam Nasati Levi L'Ger Yasam L'Amana Kol Mitzvah Asher Sivisi Lo Avarti Mitzvah V'lo Shachachti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did everything which you wanted me to do. I gave all the Meiser and I made sure that I took care of the Amana and I did all the Mitzvahs. Lo Chalti Boni Mimeni V'lo Arti Mimeni V'tami V'lo Nasati Mimeni L'Ames Lames. I didn't eat it when I was in Oni. Lo Biyarti Mimeni V'tami I've done everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked me to do. Torah goes on. Hishkiv mimon kachecha min hashemayim reichas amecha et Yisrael vetz adama asher nesat alanu kasher nishvat alavisenu eretz abatz chalav udivash. Okay, that's what we say. This is a section which is called, anybody know?
Vidoy
Maestros, yes? Okay, Vidoy Maestros. Right, that's how Chazal identified. It's called Vidoy Maestros. It can say Brachinach. That's exactly what he says. Now, what all the Mefarshim struggle with, not all, but many of them struggle with, is why is it called Vidoy Maestros? Right? Why is it called Vidoy Maestros? It doesn't seem to make any sense. That's one question. Number one. Next question. Towards the end, in the middle of Parsha, we also have the prelude to the Tokacha and Har Grizim, Har Eval. Right? The brachas and the kolos that are going to come. Right? We have people saying, you know, if you do this, then bad things are going to happen. Aror, right? If you do this, then things are going to happen. Baruch, correct? Very strange that we have these two, half the Shvatim on one mountain, half the Shvatim on the other mountain, and they're saying, Aror, Aror, Baruch, Baruch. What exactly is going on over there, and what perhaps is the connection? So, answering the first question, Rav Salvechik in the book called The Rav Speaks in English, but it was originally called the Fear Drushas, which are the four Drushas, and it was the Finif Drushas, because there were five. When the Rav was the head of the Mizrahi Conference, he used to go ahead and give Drushas at the Mizrahi Conference, and he has a very, very beautiful and insightful answer into how to understand this idea of Vidoy Maestros. Okay, Rav Cook has one approach, but let's go with the Rav for now. Says Rav Salvechik, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Shchora Ani V'nava. What does Shchora Ani V'nava mean? It means that shchora ani, I'm very black, I'm disgusting, I'm dirty, I'm sinful. Vinava, yet I'm beautiful. I'm very pleasant. There's something very impressive about me. Okay, that's what it says in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. What exactly does that mean? How could it be shchora ani vinava? Says the Rav, a very, very beautiful idea and a very, very important idea, especially for Yimei Elul and going forward. Says Rav Salvechik that when it comes to a person performing tshuva, in particular vidoy, when a person says, Alchi, Ashamnu Baganu, etc., when a person engages in that process, what are they saying? They're saying, I did something wrong. That only makes sense, says Rav Salvechik, to feel bad about that, is if you also recognize that there's another side to the coin, and that is, I can do something right. I can change it. The entire process of tshuva is predicated on a person's ability to change. It's predicated on, I feel bad for what I did, and therefore I know I can change it. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. That's perhaps why the Rambam places his whole entire discussion of Bechira Chafshis in Hilchos Tshuva. Otherwise, why is it in Hilchos Tshuva? It doesn't make any sense. Because tshuva is predicated on Bechira Chafshis. Tshuva is predicated on the assumption and the understanding that what? I can fulfill, as it says in the Pasuk, Asisi Kechol Asher Tzitzani, says the Rav. That's why it's called Vidoy Maestros. What is Vidoy? I did everything right over here. Asisi Kechol Asher Tzitzani. Ashamnu Baganu Gazal Dibaru only works if I could also say and recognize Asisi Kechol Asher Tzitzani. I could also perform and turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, I'm good. I did everything. I fulfilled every single commandment which you told me to do. Perhaps that's the idea behind the brachos and kolos on our guris and our eval. That we need the contrast of both the aror and the baruch to recognize that we are fully capable of chas v'shalom, incurring the klala with our actions, but also being zocha to the bracha when we decide to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Perhaps that's the connection, understanding that the vidoy maestros, understanding the recognition of asiti kachosher tzivsani, also allows for us to recognize that we have a full choice when it comes to the brachos and the klalos that are going to be in Haragrizim and Harayavam. And as we're about to start Slichos, Emir Tashem, this coming Motei Shabbos, we need to recognize, as we begin in the process, or the more intensive process of tshuva, hopefully we've been doing it since the beginning of Elul, but lefachot at this stage, to recognize within ourselves that we have the ability not just to say that we did something wrong, but we have the capacity to change. We have the opportunity to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Asisi kechol asher tivsani. And if we do that, then Emir Tashem will get all the tshuva and kapara, which we so seek from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.